T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Almost forgot to grab the drink, Jason.
What's you drinking on over there, Andy?
Oh, it's another delicious sparkling water. The AHA brand sparkling water. Apple and ginger. It was the only one I could grab in the short amount of time that I had. It's all right. Tastes like fall.
That's
like
a good
I said the other day.
No, that's good.
Confusing my palate. But I almost forgot to grab it, so I ran in the other room and got back. And much like Sports Jeopardy, just barely made it, but I did make it, and that's what matters. Mm-hmm. The victory was mine in the previous segment, and that's how I'm going to tell the story. I got people on Twitter coming after me saying I should have not counted the victory because you got the Norway question. Everybody knows.
I got the harder questions. There's no debating this.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, great. I didn't realize we
degree
were doing a weighted average.
Strength of schedule. I got it.
Oh, okay. So it's now a college football playoff system.
Yes.
To decide
we're doing.
Who is the Sports Jeopardy champion. Yes. Okay, I didn't realize that. I didn't know those were the rules before we started. that's good, though. That's good to know.
You really do take this seriously.
I know. I have a problem. And, like, the thing that sucks about it, Jason, is, like, I try to make it seem like a joke, but it really isn't. Like, I...
Oh, no. I can tell. It's not a joke.
I can't help it. Like, I wish I wasn't like this, but... I am. I'm the way that I am, and I guess there's nothing I could do about it. Like I'm a pretty okay guy, like in most parts of my life. Not this one. If I was like this and everything else, I wouldn't have any friends. But
are you like this on the golf course?
I'm getting better. I think one of the best things that's happened to me in golf lately is I've been playing with some of the guys from Old Dad's Wing Sauce, and Old Dad is quite good, but his son Blake is a professional golfer, and I've been playing with Blake, and like he's so good that there's no point in ever getting mad about anything.
Right.
It's like, oh, why would I be mad? I'm not as good as him, and he'll hit a wayward shot or two every once in a while. Like I've come to realize over the last few months, I'm not good enough at golf to get mad about hitting bad shots, and is a little bit of a humbling realization, but also is helpful. It's like, oh, yeah, I hit a bad shot because I'm not very good. There you go. Like, I'm okay. I'll hit some good shots sometimes, but, yeah, if I hit a shot badly, it's because I play at most twice a week, and I'm only okay at it. And, you know, that's really been helpful for me. It's really helped me grow as a person. I'm not that way with Sports Jeopardy, though. Maybe I will be someday.
You're not.
I have no idea. No. Anyway, sorry about that. Sorry you had to see that side of me.
Yeah.
Sorry, anyway. Sorry, I was victorious. Yeah. All right, so in the final hour of the show, we're going to let you hear what Alex Anthopoulos had to say to Dukes and Bell yesterday. It is opening day. The Braves get ready to take on the Mets this afternoon just after 4 o'clock. We'll get to some of the Braves news that broke about an hour ago in What's Trending in just a minute. But we'll let you hear from Alex Anthopoulos in 20 minutes. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 on a happy hour Friday. Any question, any topic. Jason's last day with us, filling in for Randy. Willie P is going to be in next week. So if you have any lingering Jason Longshore questions, get them in at 1:40. And as always, it is a four-hour happy hour on Friday. So tweet us pictures of whatever it is that you're drinking at TBM929 or at Longshoe, and we will give you a shout-out on the radio. Let's kick off the 1 o'clock hour with What's Trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
I think as a GM, you're built to worry. You're always trying to think ahead on all kinds of things, and you're always, and I think that keeps you on your toes and doesn't allow you to get complacent. But I'm always thinking about, are we good enough offensively? Our rotation, who our next group of starters, the bullpen, how are they throwing the ball? How do they look? Who's the next group there? More important, I guess, the number one, if you're going to have to just really pin down a concern, is just health. We've had a lot of instances over the course of this camp where guy wakes up in the morning, look, I got a sore throat or I have a headache, and you start to think the worst. You go get that guy a test, you keep him away from camp and so on. And now that the season starting, those are going to be the days of, what if you have a guy who's scheduled to pitch that night and he tells you, look, I'm not feeling right, something's off. It might just be the cold, but you can't take that chance, and you got to keep him away from the club. And how is that going to impact things? So I do think those clubs that obviously, beyond baseball injuries, elbows, shoulders, all that kind of stuff, just keeping everybody following protocol, staying healthy, I think is going to be the most important thing and the most concerning thing.
It's funny, Jason, we played that clip maybe 2 hours ago, and we didn't know just how honest Alex Anthopoulos was being in that answer.
The context
that's yesterday afternoon. Yeah, now the
context,
you're absolutely right. That was from yesterday afternoon with Dukes and Bell. We'll let you hear the full thing coming up in 15 minutes. That's what happened to the Braves. They had a couple guys wake up midweek that did not feel well. One of them was Travis d'Arnaud. The other one is Tyler Flowers. Neither one of them has tested positive for coronavirus, but they've both got symptoms. And neither one of them is with the Braves today in New York. We found that out about an hour ago. So both of the catchers that were on the opening day roster that they released yesterday afternoon are unavailable because of COVID symptoms. Again, neither one of them has tested positive. So hopefully once they feel better, they'll be able to rejoin the team. And hopefully they don't test positive either. But so Alex Jackson's going to be the starting catcher today for the Braves on opening day. And that's kind of, again, gets back to exactly what we were talking about before with Anthopoulos and Snitker and just this season in general. You don't know. You don't know when this is going to happen. They were anticipating having those guys on the bench today, or one of them start and one of them on the bench, and you've got neither because of the coronavirus.
There's no way to predict it. And Alex Jackson gets his fifth game in the majors. He's 0-13 in his time in the majors. And
wow.
He gets the start today. And we saw it last night. Dustin May got the start for the Dodgers, which was not
great
expected.
Point. Yeah,
and
great point.
He looked great.
He did. And that was with because Clayton Kershaw had a back issue. So Kershaw's injured. They had to scratch him late yesterday. Juan Soto tests positive for coronavirus. Let's hear the Nationals general manager, Mike Rizzo, talking about that issue.
We put Juan Soto on the COVID IL today. He's asymptomatic. He's asymptomatic. He's following all major league protocol. And as you know, he's been tested multiple times throughout the spring training and intake season, and is tested negative on all those occasions. And so we will proceed when he has two negative tests, then we will hopefully get him back on the field.
Yeah. So this is something we're all going to be very familiar with, if we're not already, in, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks. It's just going to become very normal. Unfortunately, with this baseball season, is the coronavirus testing protocol. Once you test positive, there's no time limit, but you have to test negative twice. And those tests do have to be a day apart. So now they continue testing Juan Soto, and then he gets to join the team again when he's no longer positive for the virus. There's really no way of knowing how long that's going to take. It could be tomorrow. It could be Monday. It could be Tuesday. It could be like Will Smith with the Braves, where he tested positive the first day the players reported back at the beginning of July. It's 3 weeks later, and he still hasn't had those back-to-back negative tests. And so Will Smith is not on the Braves active roster right now. So, I mean, it's just really tough. It's tough for managers. It's tough for these players because Juan Soto feels fine. He's asymptomatic. He wasn't able to be a part of opening day last night because he tested positive. It's going to happen to every single team. I get you just hope it happens least to you. And, you hope everybody's okay when they test positive. It seems callous to say this, but you also hope your best players don't get it in really important moments. Like last night, Juan Soto is one of the best players for the Nationals. He's out against the Yankees, and they lose.
managers who can have their whole squad ready to go at the drop of the hat, it's going to be critical this season, because you're going to have last-minute guys pulled out of a lineup, either because of what we're seeing with the Braves today, where it's, you know, symptoms but not a positive test, or you get a positive test back, you know, the morning of a game, and you didn't have plans for the lineup to be different, but it's got to be different. Guys have to be ready, and managers who can prepare their team are going to have an advantage here.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Depth is going to have an advantage here as well. We have seen the Braves lineup today, by the way. Basically what you would expect, Alex Jackson is going to be batting ninth. Like we said, he's starting at catcher today for the Braves. Acuna first, I'll be second. Freddie Freeman third. Marcell Ozuna in the cleanup spot. And then batting fifth is Matt Adams, who is a really fun story, and hopefully continues to be a really fun story. Matt Adams wasn't even on the Braves team 3 days ago. He gets signed to a minor league deal, hits a walk-off home run Tuesday night against the Marlins in that exhibition game. They convert it to a major league deal, and now he's batting fifth and being the designated hitter on opening day. Like, if that's not a perfect example, Jason, of being flexible and trying to figure out this world that we live in right now, I don't know what is, but kudos to him, and hopefully he plays well today.
Welcome to 2020. Like, right? It's exactly. Just insanity. And a guy who had to make the drive from St. Louis to Atlanta is in the opening day starting lineup and with big expectations.
Yeah, he's batting fifth.
Yeah.
Like, he's it's crazy. And hopefully he plays well today. It does feel like a righty-lefty thing with DeGrom on the mound. Adam Duvall would have been sort of the natural pick at that spot, but he's right-handed. DeGrom's right-handed. He's over 2 in his career against him. And, you've got those options. So we find out what it looks like today at 4 o'clock. We've finally gotten there. We'll continue on here in What's Trending and get to some of the other big stories of the day, including, well, back into last night and the games actually being played, the guys that were actually able to get on the field, and Giancarlo Stanton looking very healthy.
It'll be a 1-1 to Stanton, and the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Away back in the left center field seats. A Stantonian home run. It's a 2-run dinger, and the Yankees immediately take a 2-0 lead.
I mean, you know, sometimes the John Sterling stuff is a little cheesy, but to finally have it back after not having baseball for a few months, it was nice to hear last night. And that home run was ridiculous. I mean, he absolutely turned on like a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, hit it about 470 feet. He looks healthy. The Yankees look dangerous, but it was good to see baseball on TV last night.
It's good to hear those kinds of things that just you associate with the game. I don't need to hear every home run that way, but no, it's good to hear once.
Good to hear
opening
last
day.
Night.
Good. Okay, yeah. Cool. I'm good. I'm done.
What did you think of the cardboard cutouts behind home plate in the games?
Kind of weird.
Yeah, it was a little weird, wasn't it?
Maybe it's just because of the difference, because we've seen these cardboard cutouts in soccer leagues around the world. So I've seen it, but they're further away in soccer. They're right there in baseball. And maybe they were a little bit bigger or something, or the face was a little bit bigger.
They seemed really big.
It was a little strange.
And the thing that was weird to me was, like, some of them were kids, but they made the kids really big, so everyone was the same size. So it'd be like a giant kid next to a normal size adult. I don't know. Maybe I was paying too close of attention to it, but it was weird. It was kind of cheesy, but what are you going to do? I mean, they're selling them. You know, you get your picture on it, put you behind home plate.
But are you going to get some random people who will put somebody else's picture in there? We've seen that around the world. People put like different celebrities in there. Shaq was in the stands at an English playoff match to get promoted.
Really?
Because he's a fan of a fourth division team that got promoted.
He is? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. He is.
He's random.
On record as being a fan. And so Shaq's picture was in the stadium. He was on cardboard cutout.
All right, I'll take it. I know the Dodgers had Jackie Robinson and his wife, the cutouts of them in the stands last night. It was kind of cool. An homage to them. And it was Rachel Robinson's birthday just the other day. Mm-hmm. 98 years old, Rachel Robinson.
Amazing.
Like the best, healthiest looking 98-year-old of all time. Just like so fantastic. So anyway, baseball was back last night. It's going to be back this afternoon for the Braves as well. Some weird news with the catchers not being able to play, even though they didn't test positive, but hopefully Alex Jackson plays well. That's all the concern of the general manager, Alex Anthopoulos. He talked about that yesterday with Dukes and Bell. We'll let you hear the entire conversation coming up next, right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't need a radio to listen to The Game. Just download our app and listen anywhere, at any time.
With the powers vested in me, I pronounce you man and
gold! It's a gold! It's a gold!
Okay, almost anytime. Download the Radio.com app now and take us with you from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, we're 20 minutes away from the AMA to close things out on a happy hour Friday. Any question, any topic. Jason Longshore has been in for Randy the last couple of days, so your last chance to ask Jason AMA questions, at Longshoot, at TBM929 for me, at Windy Radio, or at Brian_Gebhardt, or on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. Close things out with an AMA, as we always do, coming up in 20 minutes. It's a happy hour Friday as well, so keep sending us whatever it is that you're drinking. We'll give you a shout-out on the radio. Before we get there, though, the general manager of the Atlanta Braves was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. Now, one thing to keep in mind is this conversation happened before we knew that Travis d'Arnaud and Tyler Flowers were not going to be available tonight. But if you listen closely, you can kind of hear Alex Anthopoulos talking about that. So they start off by asking him, what's your biggest concern heading into this season?
Yeah, I think I bet you even for the other sports to say the same thing. I think as a GM, you're built to worry. You're always trying to think ahead on all kinds of things. And you're always, and I think that keeps you on your toes and doesn't allow you to get complacent. But I'm always thinking about, are we good enough offensively, our rotation, who our next group of starters, the bullpen, how are they throwing the ball, how do they look, who's the next group there, more important, I guess the number one, if you're going to have to just really pin down a concern, is just health. We've had a lot of instances over the course of this camp where guy wakes up in the morning, look, I got a sore throat or I have a headache, and you start to think the worst. You go get that guy a test, you keep him away from camp and so on, and now that the season starting, those are going to be the days of, what if you have a guy who's scheduled to pitch that night and he tells you, look, I'm not feeling right, something's off. And it might just be the cold, but you can't take that chance, and you got to keep him away from the club. And, how is that going to impact things? So I do think those clubs that obviously, beyond baseball injuries, elbows, shoulders, all that kind of stuff, just keeping everybody following protocol, staying healthy, I think is going to be the most important thing and the most concerning thing.
I know that the Yankees are dealing with Aroldis Chapman right now, so that's obviously an issue for them. I mean, should we just expect to see a lot of guys? And we always see, you've done a great job of managing the AAA guys who seem to make the trip up when need be. Are we just going to see that anyway with the expanded roster?
Yeah, we've talked about that too. So in years past, you'd see us have a lot of roster turnover and send guys up and down. It doesn't mean, there will be times that we won't have a choice but have to do it. We have to be a little more careful with doing that. We want guys to travel as little as they can. We want to avoid commercial flights best that we can. And we have to be a little more thoughtful in terms of turning guys over and so on. Now, having the rosters expanded to 30 to start rather than 26 will certainly help. But when we get down to 26 a month into it, it'll be a little more challenging. So now the other tweak that they added this year is you can carry 3 extra players on what's called your taxi squad. So if something was to happen to a player, rather than having to call down and try to get him on a flight and get him to whatever city you're in, you can travel with 3 extra guys that are not active, and it's to avoid any more potential exposure and things like that. So I think that'll help, and we're certainly going to do our best. But, we do need that depth. That group that's going to be in Gwinnett is going to be important. However we start this thing tomorrow, I can guarantee you it's going to change a lot between now and the end of the year.
General Manager Alex Anthopoulos, AA, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Braves, Mets tomorrow as the season gets underway. Can you explain to us and our listeners what happened with the Yasiel Puig thing? Was it simply a positive test and that was a deal breaker?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously I think, I don't know how much I can talk about or say. I mean, look, there's no doubt we explored signing him. I think that's stating the obvious. And he came out and did post on either Instagram or Twitter, I don't remember which one, but that he did test positive and so on, and that's something that he shared with everybody else. And, without getting too much into specifics, because I don't know what I can or can't say, Just generally speaking, look, if there's good players that are out there that we think can fit into our clubhouse, we do a lot of work on that. Will guys fit in our clubhouse? We're going to explore it, especially we have no idea how many players we are going to need. You know, beyond the regular baseball injuries, which we know will happen, just the piece with the virus. I mean, Will Smith is a great example. He feels great. He just has not had a negative test yet. And we still don't know how long that's going to take. Obviously, we're not going to take any chances. But same thing with Freddie Freeman. We just didn't know when his test results would finally come through, and they did all of a sudden. So, you know, like anything, you just don't know how many players you're going to need. How many more players you're going to lose from now until the end of the year. So we're always going to be on the hunt to go try to add players any chance that we can.
Gotcha. And it's Alex Anthopoulos, the Braves GM. And as we said, we don't want to press you on it if you can't be forthcoming with it. But we thought it was a bold move. I thought it was pretty interesting. Now you pivot to Matt Adams, who loved being a Brave, and the Braves really loved him. And at least in an exhibition game, looks like he's ready to go.
Yeah, he hadn't played, I don't believe, since Thursday with the Mets. So I don't believe he played Friday. Saturday, he drove back to St. Louis. Obviously, reported he got up early in the morning on Monday. So there have been a few days of, you know, not being with a team, BP, things like that, and then to come in and have quality at-bats. I mean, obviously, you could talk about any home run and so on. But just, you know, seeing the quality of at-bats, guys drawing walks, things like that, that's a good plate appearance, and that's certainly good to see. And you know, he's someone who's loved in this clubhouse. You know, Freeman and Flowers both told me, top five human being of all time. I'm like, top five clubhouse guy or teammate? Or they said, no, top five human being. And then Freddie said, he said, I wouldn't move to third base for anybody. He goes, I moved over to third base for him because I love him. He's that good a person. I'm like, all right. And then we made the right move.
Yeah, you know, and I think, Alex, most fans take that kind of stuff for granted because they don't realize the chemistry and the makeup of a clubhouse, and you know, that's a big deal. And especially, you know, as much as these guys are around each other. It's Alex Anthopoulos joining us, guys. Braves-Mets tomorrow, starting the season. We're trying to get a feel for our club. How do you think this pitching staff is going to, first of all, hold up with Fried and Soroka at the top of the rotation? But I really want to talk about Folty. You know, he struggled the other night, Alex, and you know, a lot of people are going, what's the deal? Is this something that's mental with him? Do you guys feel comfortable with his physical state right now?
Yeah, so no, there's no doubt. I mean, I know it was a topic of discussion, and you know, velocity and things like that, and all that stuff was real. I mean, that happened that game, so you can't run from that. You know, he's completely healthy. You know, that's one thing. That's one of the things that, you know, as a GM and as a training staff and coaching staff, you ask, everything okay? Any concerns? And now he feels good. He feels good. He's throwing strikes. Just, you know, the power of the stuff isn't the same right now. You know, ultimately, once you get into the season, is it adrenaline and all those things? We've had it before a little bit where the velocity's dipped in the past, and then it came back. So, and I wish I could tell you with certainty, you know, we're going to see that guy that put up the 2 ERA for us the last 2 months of the year. You know, when you think about it, we called him up from Gwinnett. He's basically slid into our fifth spot in the rotation, and he was our best starter. And even you look at game two of the playoffs, we had lost the first game, backs against the wall. He stepped up huge and put a great game for us. But more importantly, those last 2 months, he pitched so well. He was our best starter in August and September to help us win the division. We know what he's capable of doing. 2018 the same way, but no doubt, he did not throw the ball well, and you know, he'll be lined up here to pitch Game 4, and we'll see how it goes. But we're optimistic that the bell rings and the games count, and we see the guy that's thrown the ball well for us in the past.
It's Alex Anthopoulos with his guys as we start the show, talking to the Braves GM as we're ready for opening day in this bizarro 2020 season. I guess it's good it's prorated, but what's up with Cole Hamels? What can you tell us about when we're going to see this guy?
Yeah, you know what? I wish I could put a timeline on it. So he had the issue with the weighted ball in the off season, and obviously his shoulder flared up there. We got that resolved, obviously, during pandemic and so on. He was fine. He was throwing bullpens when he came into camp and continued to throw bullpens and was getting ready to gear up for a live BP. And then in his last bullpen, you know, it's interesting, Snit was down there in the bullpen. He came back and said, wow, he looks really good. And the next day, I believe, or maybe a day after, he just said his triceps flared up on him and was sore. So he had pitched through a lot of things with the Cubs in the second half last year, and in hindsight, he probably shouldn't have, and his performance was not good. So now, you know, knowing that, you know, we need good Cole Hamels, we need healthy Cole Hamels to help us, you know, the plan is basically to back him off. He's still throwing. He's throwing long toss right now. We're going to continue to monitor him day to day, but at some point, that long toss will turn into throwing back off a mound again and throwing bullpens. And then, you know, where it's going to take time is just you're going to need him to build up to be a starter and you go five innings or four innings at least. And the rosters are starting at 30 right now, but 2 weeks from now, we're going to dip down to 28. And then 2 weeks beyond that, we're going to dip down to 26. So we can have guys like Kyle Wright throw three innings or four innings with expanded rosters. But once we start to cut down, when we're bringing a guy that's going to go into the rotation back, we need him more built up. And that's where I think it's ultimately going to take the most time is getting him built back up. Whereas a Will Smith, we'll just have to build him back up to throw one inning. And that shouldn't take any time at all when he does get cleared.
Alex, are you willing to say we'll see Cole Hamels before this season is over?
Oh, yeah. I certainly expect that, no doubt. You know, obviously, we want him for opening day, no doubt about it. But, you know, he's throwing long toss pretty firm. And I guess the question is, we don't have a date of when will he then say, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get on the mound again and throw bullpens. And where you take time is once you start getting into that live BP and you're getting into a five-man rotation, you need that time in between starts. So I certainly would expect to see him. Just with the way things have gone, though, it's hard to put any type of date on it, timeline on it. We were over the shoulder. We were excited about it. And then, obviously, the triceps ended up showing up on him. So he's dying to be back. Obviously, he's not pleased with the way things have gone for him. But he's certainly determined and committed, and he certainly expects to be back as soon as he can.
Hey, Alex, I know we got about 30 seconds left. I asked you this last time we had you on because it's a strange season. The trade deadline will be right on top of you before you know it. Do you think we'll see teams making trades, or how quickly will teams say we're out of this? Because almost half the baseball will be in it late.
You're right. I mean, I've definitely started, I say, the last 4 or 5 days being a little more active with GMs and so on. I don't think there's a whole lot of trade talk going on right now. Little bit where you're seeing the rosters are being set here, so guys might get DFA'd and, you know, guys that aren't making the team. And you might see some churn and guys going in and out. But I do think you make a good point. Let's say you get off to a really slow start and another team in your division starts to run away with it. You know, we're only 5 weeks away from the trade deadline at this point. So
wow.
3 weeks into this thing, I mean, at least four, you're certainly going to have to be really engaged. And I would expect there to be a lot of discussion. You just don't know how bunched up the standings are going to be. And if everybody has a shot, everyone, you know, I don't think anyone's going to want to pull the plug. And, you know, the hardest thing is, if you have a chance, you don't want to walk into your clubhouse with your players and start trading guys away. They'll probably lock the doors on you if you try to come back.
Alex Anthopoulos from yesterday with Dukes and Bell. Great point. Season starts today, 5 weeks away from the trade deadline. More than half of baseball makes the playoffs. This is going to be insane. Like, I know it's a temporary thing. It's a one-time only thing. We're obviously dealing with COVID, and two Braves players aren't available today because they don't feel well. But it's going to be fun. Like, this 60-game sprint is going to be really fun, and it starts today. We're getting there. Coming up next, final segment for us. We'll get to an AMA. Already some good AMA questions coming in. Jason Longshore been filling in valiantly for Randy McMichael the last couple of days. Final chance to ask Jason stuff. It's Happy Hour Friday. Make them weird. Ask Jason weird questions. Me, Wendy, Brian. We'll answer your AMA questions after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA Ask Me Anything segment to wrap things up every single day. It's a Happy Hour Friday. Thanks to everybody for listening along and everybody who tweeted in pictures of whatever it is that they're drinking. Braves play at 4 today, so if you haven't started yet, pretty good reason to drink something a little bit later. Hopefully a celebratory drink. But if things don't go well, you can also drown your sorrows.
National Tequila Day.
Yeah, it's National Tequila. A lot of different ways you can go. We'll get the takeaways of the day in a few minutes as well. But as always, any question, any topic, either on Twitter or on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. We'll start with this one. This is something we talked about earlier in the show. How am I going to explain to baby Lily, my daughter, who's going to be here in the next month or so, why Disney characters don't wear pants? Jason, same for you, for baby Longshore, if there's a baby Longshore someday. Like, I don't know. I don't think I don't think you have to. You don't really ever wonder about it.
Kids don't.
I never thought about the fact that, you know, Donald Duck was walking around in a sailor outfit with his junk hanging out until I got older.
I'm thinking about it now.
Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah,
well, now I need an explanation.
Did you see the picture that somebody tweeted at us that actually like detailed what duck genitalia looks
details.
Like?
No.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
I'm going to skip that one.
Winnie the Pooh wore a t-shirt, no pants. Pantsless pervert running around.
I like Winnie the Pooh.
I'm not going to explain it. I'm not going to say anything. But this does get at something that I'm worried about. Because it's very tempting to mess with kids. Like, kids don't know anything. Like, for the most part, they're dumb. Like, yeah, they're great and all that, but they don't know anything. So anything you tell them, they'll believe. And like my dad, great dad, awesome dad, love my dad. But like one of his favorite things when we were kids was just to like make stuff up and get us to believe it and just mess with us. Like, his favorite pastime with me and my cousins when we were little was just to see how much he could get us to believe and how much he could scare us.
Oh, no.
Because you'll believe anything when you're a little kid. He had me convinced. We would go on walks around my dad's neighborhood when I was little, looking at people's mailboxes to see if there was, like, any evidence of blood. Because he had me convinced that there was a one-armed man that lived in our neighborhood that would chop people's heads off and put it in their mailbox.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, what's kind of dark thing is that to tell a five-year-old kid? Yeah. But so that's where I come from. That's the parent. That's one of my two parents.
Are you going to do that?
I'm not going to do that. Okay. But, like, the temptation to trick them. Like, you could convince a kid anything. And then they go to school and they think, you know, some word doesn't mean something it means, or, you know.
Use that power for good, Andy, please.
I know. I think I will. But it's very tempting to not. You know what I mean? Just play tricks on kids.
No. All right. Use it for good.
At night, do you sleep with any of the following turned on? A radio, a light, a television, or a fan?
Radio, yes.
Really? You listen to radio at night?
Yeah, I need something. And it can't be music. It's just got to be, like, talking low. I don't even have to pay attention to it. But I need something. It can't be anything with light. Like, it can't be a TV, for example. That just doesn't work for me. So I need some kind of noise. It can't be white noise. I've tried that. It can't be music. I've tried that. It's just some kind of light talking in the background.
So what is it? Like, what 92.9 The Game or what?
Yes, it's been that. It's been, you know, CBS radio. It's been, you know, news, just whatever. Just something.
I at night, we have a fan in the bedroom, which is cool. I like that. Definitely a little bit of white noise just kind of drowns out anything. Afternoon naps occasionally. I'll put on Bob Ross. I'm not ashamed to admit that I'll put on The Joy of Painting to fall asleep to. It's so relaxing. Like,
yeah.
His voice is calm, and then like the sound of the paintbrushes against the canvas is really nice.
I can't nap. I don't nap well at all. It can be really hard when we travel for games, and we travel with an early morning flight, and then we've got, you know, 6 or 7 hours in the hotel waiting for kickoff, and you want to, you know, catch a little bit of sleep, but I really struggle to nap.
Are you familiar with ASMR?
No.
It's like, I don't know what the acronym stands for, but it's like people's voices or other sounds that like stimulate a part of your brain that relax you. And like some of it is fabricated. Some of it is unintentional. Like Bob Ross, some people think that's ASMR.
Mm-hmm.
But if you find one that you really like, it'll put you right out.
Okay.
Like, so also be careful though, because some of it's really weird. Like it'll be like a woman eating a bag of chips or something. And like, yeah. Like,
that'll just put you to sleep?
Some people are weird, man. Like, just if you Google ASMR, just be careful the wormhole that you could potentially go down.
No.
Shout out from my mom, by the way. She wanted you to know that she really enjoyed listening to you this week.
Oh.
Yeah. And also that animals don't wear pants, and that's why they're not.
But do
also
they wear shirts?
Do they wear sailor tops, Mom? You see a lot of ducks walking around with sailor tops?
I'm still confused.
I don't. Here's one from Good Trouble. Do radio and TV broadcasts purposely steer clear of announcers that stutter or have speech impediments? I think so.
I would assume so.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough if somebody does. I'll say this. Me and Randy have talked about this before. Randy and I both had speech impediments as kids and had to go to speech therapy. And I think we both really liked that we ended up in radio because when we were kids, you know, like your classmates will make fun of you and stuff because you can't say certain things correctly. But
I did speech class as a kid.
Oh, you did?
In elementary school, yeah. I had to go
for
to
what?
The I can't remember what it was. Something with S's.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah?
That was me. The lady had that little straw in my mouth to make sure that the air was coming out the right way.
Oh,
and every
yeah.
time I would leave in sixth grade, I would leave math class, fifth period, and I made the mistake of telling my friends where I was going.
Well, see, I was really young. It was, I want to say, first grade for me.
Okay.
So
okay.
It wasn't as big of a deal like that.
Believe it or not, sixth grade friends are not super supportive of going to speech
no
class.
Empathy in sixth grade. No,
no they're not. Okay, here's some for you. Second favorite sport and why? I mean, they assume soccer is number one.
Yeah.
Second favorite sport and why?
To watch, and it was for me growing up to play too, was basketball. I loved Dominique Wilkins. I loved the Hawks in the 80s. Doc Rivers. I mean, Tree Rollins. You can go through all of that. Mm-hmm. And I still watch it. Now, I'll still, if I'm not playing FIFA on a video game, I'll be playing NBA 2K. You know, it's just basketball's always been that number two. There's a lot of similarity between the two.
Yes, there are.
There's a whole lot of similarity between the two.
A lot of times, dudes that are good, you know, good soccer players tend to be good basketball players. Good basketball players tend to be good soccer players as well.
I've always said, you know, the ongoing debate is, what if our best athletes played soccer? Mm-hmm. It's not best athletes. What if great point guards played soccer? Because
yeah.
I think they'd be outstanding central midfielders.
Allen Iverson would have been such an unbelievable central midfielder.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable how good he would have been. Best place for Latin American food in Decatur? Very specific question from Austin.
I like it. Las Brasas.
Okay.
Really good Peruvian food.
What about on Buford Highway? Go-to taco place.
Go-to is El Rey del Taco.
Okay.
No question about it.
If your life could be a movie, which movie would it be?
Oh. Which movie would it be, or which
yeah,
movie
well,
would I
which
like
movie would
it to
be?
Be?
Which movie would you prefer it to be?
Wow. What about you? I got to think about this one.
God, I don't know. If I could pick one, what's a movie where awesome stuff happens to the main character constantly?
I know. There's not a movie like that, because that movie's not fun for anybody to watch.
Yeah, it's not like, it isn't.
You have to torture the main character.
Yeah, then you don't
want
to pick a movie.
That.
Yeah, I don't want like Shawshank Redemption to be my life. Go to jail for the wrong reason for 30 years and have to break out. That would suck. God, I don't
know. What's your favorite sports movie that you'd like to be the main character?
Major League. I love the movie Major League.
So you want to be Rick Vaughn?
No, Jake Taylor.
Okay.
I'll be Jake Taylor. Yeah.
Crash Davis, Bull Durham.
Yeah, also awesome movie. But then, like, that's tough, though. Like, you're a lifelong minor leaguer.
I'm okay with that.
You get to the show. Okay, all right.
You're wise.
You are. And, you know, you end up with Susan Sarandon, who back in the day was, you know, pretty nice looking.
Not bad.
Do we have any good ones over there with Wendy and Brian?
Yeah, what would be the other three players in your ultimate golf foursome?
Ooh, that's a good one. Because I'd want people that would be fun to hang out and talk to. After watching The Last Dance, Michael Jordan's in my ultimate foursome for sure. Mm-hmm. I would want Barkley in there for a couple reasons, because he'd be hilarious. And Barkley and Jordan, I don't think, are hanging out these days.
Yeah, they
maybe
don't like
we can,
each other. So
maybe we can bring them back together, though.
Okay.
Over golf, maybe that would do it. We'd have to kind of sneak that in. And give me Smoltz. I think, like, picking their brain about being great athletes and great golfers as well, except for Charles, it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, mine's kind of boring. I just really want to play golf with Tiger at some point. So
okay.
I'd say Tiger. I'd want Jack Nicklaus in there because they would be able to tell stories and I could listen. And then I'll throw Bill Murray in there as well because he's a golfer, likes to play, and also is hilarious.
My
so
favorite
that would be my
random favorite. Golfer is Rich Beam, who won the PGA
yeah,
over Tiger one time.
El Paso and he'd be Country Club.
Yeah, he'd be a blast to play with. If you haven't read the book about his first season on the tour, it's a great read.
Rich Beam, very entertaining guy. No
yes.
doubt about it.
Favorite SNL character?
Ooh, character.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I can't remember the name. Farley's motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Matt Foley?
Matt Foley.
That's
right.
Matt Foley.
That's
amazing.
Favorite as well.
I probably go Church Lady, Dana Carvey's Church Lady.
That's
it's
a good
so
one.
Funny to me.
That's a good
My
one.
Favorite Saturday Night Live actor of all time, if I go male, it's Phil Hartman. Phil Hartman was unbelievable. Female is Kristen Wiig. Kristen Wiig was so good when she was on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, I love Saturday Night Live. Check out the Dana Carvey Show documentary, by the way. They made a documentary on Hulu about the Dana Carvey Show,
yeah,
which was a massive failure but had incredible talent. Check that out if you haven't seen it yet. All right, let's get the takeaways.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, first and foremost, thanks for hanging, Jason. That was awesome, man. The last 3 days were really, really fun.
Yeah, this was great. Thank you so much for just making it easy for me, everybody. It was a lot of fun.
It would be really lame if filling in on a sports radio show didn't feel easy. Like, that would suck. So I'm glad that you feel that way. I'm glad that we were able to do that. Let's start with Wendy on takeaways of the day. What do you got, Wendy?
My takeaway of the day is that A-Rod only has one good thing going for him, and that's J-Lo, his fiance, because he is a terrible broadcaster.
Well, that was going to be my takeaway. One of my two takeaways is that Wendy, like, has a deep hatred for A-Rod. Beyond, like, maybe even more than me and Brian. Like, me and Brian really don't like A-Rod.
I just learned it last night.
It's a huge really, takeaway for me because really I did not know that.
Like, yeah, I didn't know it either. It's great. I love it. Nourish it. Like, let's continue to listen to that for the rest of the baseball season. Also, Brian has a photo of Martin Brodeur at his house. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, and now I do. What about you, Jason?
Peter Moreland was an excellent interview. I really liked picking his brain about some of the under the surface kind of stuff to look for the Braves this year. So that was great.
Highly recommend going back and listening to that interview. It was in the 11 o'clock hour at 11:20. Rewind on the radio.com app. It'll be available on 92.9 the game as well.com. Yeah, Peter Moreland was really interesting, especially with how important the bullpen is this season. Mm-hmm. Getting his perspective on that was cool. All right, Brian, what weird stuff did we say?
According to Andy, kids are dumb. Andy listens to Bob Ross while napping, which sounds like an excellent idea.
It's true.
A-Rod could ruin a Vin Scully broadcast. And welcome to the A-Rod hate train, Wendy. Jason thanks. Is well-versed in Norwegian culture.
Yes.
And thanks a lot for filling in the last 3 days. It was awesome, Jason.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody.
It was awesome. Have a great weekend. Hopefully everybody has an awesome weekend. Go Braves tonight. We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Watch out now!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John and Hugh, mornings 5 till 10.
Why doesn't Atlanta United go out and lease?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.